Good morning, everyone. It is a fabulous, wonderful Wednesday. It is August the 18th, and I am Javier Paula Bolden out of the Delaware Marketplace. It is my honor and pleasure to speak with you guys today and share a little bit of something from my life that I hope will add some value to yours. I ask that if you can get a pen, paper, take a few notes. Hopefully something that I say jumps out to you and sticks with you to help you grow your ACN business as you are on this journey. I also would encourage you to be attentive and listen in closely to what I have to say, and I promise I will not be long this morning. So I want to start off with Proverbs 9:9, and it says, "Give instruction to a wise person, and they will be wiser. Teach a just person, and they will increase in learning." So hopefully you guys can gain something out of what I'm speaking today. And I wanted to talk about value. And I wanted to remind you that you are valuable, and also to remind you to know your worth. So when you look at the word value, value can be used as a noun, a verb, or an adjective. And I like to give you guys definitions because there's multiple meanings to any word that's out there in the English language. So value is typically looked at as the monetary worth of something, or a fair return or equivalent in goods and services, or money for something in exchange, a relative worth of utility or importance, something that has principle or quality or is intrinsically desirable, a numerical quantity that is assigned or determined by a calculation or a measurement, the relative duration of a musical note, or the relative lightness or darkness of color. And a lot of times when you hear the word value, you don't even, if, unless you're an artist, you don't even think about it in terms of color or music or being related to a part of a picture with respect to lightness and darkness. We frequently look at value as a denomination. The things are valued or can be considered as or rated highly, to estimate or to assign a monetary worth, to rate or to scale in usefulness, importance, or general worth, or as an adjective, it's relating to or being a brand of inexpensive products marketed as an alternative to the other more expensive brands. So it's a comparison of sorts to how things are placed. So I want to take you back, and I often take you on a journey with an experience from my past. And today it's going to be just a brief snapshot, and as I want to keep us focused on value. As a child, I used to walk with my grandmother through her neighborhood, and she would walk for exercise. I just wanted to be in her company. And she would always pick up any discarded pennies and change we would find along the way. She would say to me, "If you walk past a penny and don't pick it up, you are not worth a penny." And I will say my grandparents were financially stable. They were retired most of the time that I can even remember. And they had all the comforts of the era with a few extras. Holidays with them were always full of abundance. And they taught us to value everything that we had. And they were a two-vehicle household before that was a popular thing. So recently, I began to walk a few miles each morning. Sometimes I walk by myself. Usually I walk with a friend. And we often come upon discarded pennies and change. And I was struggling to think about whether I was going to talk about this or not. And on Monday morning, I came across 4 cents during my walk. The first penny was within 250 feet of my front door. And it was like, nope, talk about that. So far in the last 2 months of my morning walk, I've collected over $5 and lost in discarded money. And this far out earns the interest that I have from both my savings and my high interest checking account that I've earned annually. Now, my husband calls change the babies, and we encourage our children to take care of the babies because they grow into dollars. And people tend to ignore small denominations of money because they misinterpret the value. I would like to remind you that all the small things count. Now, how many times and how many of us don't take care to acquire customers due to the point value associated with the service within our business? Or how many times do we ignore a service with only a short-term commission? Again, I would like to say to you, all the small things have value in building your business. And I urge you to adjust, adapt, and develop your mental strength to create an outlook of value in your business. Roy Disney says, it's not hard to make decisions when you know what your values are. So I'm asking, why would you expect someone to do for you what you are not willing to do for yourself? And I say, daily activity leads to long-term success. So take, for example, that simple single penny. If you see a penny lying on the sidewalk, you probably hardly feel it's even worth the effort to bend over and pick it up. But suppose you began to double that penny each day for a month. At the end of a week, it's only 64 cents. That's not very impressive at all. But by the end of 31 days, which would equivalent to a standard month, you would have over $5,368,709 just from penny doubling every day. But often, we don't value the penny enough to even exert the effort to even test this theory. Daily activities lead to long-term success. Now tell me, what are you building your ACN business for? You can be certain the reason is not just about the money. If it was only for the money, you would stop and leave ACN by the wayside once you receive what you needed financially. If it was only for the money, you would keep looking for other avenues to make additional money and quickly. You would pick up the pennies. Now, you have a perceived abundance when you think you don't need the pennies. But I ask you, why are you devaluing yourself? Remember what my grandmother said, if you don't pick up the penny, you're not worth the penny. Now, every penny counts. In our business, every service counts. If you are not able to take care of your parents, provide for your children, take care of your spouse, give to your house of worship, or even just take proper care of yourself, who is taking care of these things for you? Is the value you place on the important people in your life worth more than you have treated them to be worth? Remember, you are enough, and your value to all these people is higher than a penny. You are an ACN to build your dream, a dream that you value more than just working a standard job, not just to be in Success Magazine or to train at an international convention from the stage in front of 25 to 30,000 people, but to touch lives and to change lives from where you are. The most impactful life you can touch is your own. Be consistent. Be humble. You are valuable. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny. Your values become your destiny. And some of you may have been knowing where I was going with that and been repeating it with me, but it's important to remember. So the next time you pass a penny during your daily errands, I urge you to pick it up. And to remember what I'm telling you today, your value is worth far more than a penny. And with that, I wish you all the best day. Be blessed and go out and earn your worth.